Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
Hey, Oklahoma, we're counting on you.
When you fill out the 2020 census,
you're helping your community receive funding for things like
hospitals,
community programs,
schools, and more.
The 2020 census takes less than 15 minutes to complete.
You can send in your form by mail,
by phone,
or for the first time in history, complete the census online.
When everyone,
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 when everyone counts, everyone wins.
Get the facts at okletscount.org or 2020census.gov.
Well, cash cattle prices posted a much-anticipated bounce higher yesterday when light to moderate activity developed in our part of the country. We're looking at 103 to 103.50. This is generally $2 higher than last week's average, although prices still well below early asking prices. The ability to leverage the recent rally in futures trade into a sizable gain during the week expected to spark renewed optimism. Trade in the north is yet to be developed, which is creating some concerns about the ability to maintain the higher price levels as the week continues. Well, lean hog traders continue to pull back from the overly aggressive buyer support late last week surrounding the announcement of African swine fever in Germany. Although ultimately the impact of this discovery in Germany is bullish for U.S. pork, the overzealous price rally seemed to get market moves out of line with reality, causing moderate price correction. At this point, it's still a guessing game of how short and long-term buying will change. Germany was a strong exporter of pork to South Korea, China, and Japan, but just because Germany exports are no longer allowed in these countries doesn't mean that the U.S. will pick up all or even part of the business that's been lost. December canned city wheat's trading up about 4¾ cents early today, possibly the start of a second day higher after getting bullish help from row crops yesterday. The seven-day forecast remains dry for the most of the U.S., but there is a chance of rain coming to the western edge of the Pacific Northwest. If we look back at 2020, it's easy to make a bearish case for wheat prices, as USDA's estimates a record world wheat crop of 29.3 billion bushels and record world wheat stocks of 11.7 billion bushels. December corn is up 0.75 cents early today, including above the six-month high at 370¾, with no sign yet of the kind of harvest-related selling we normally see this time of year. Now, we're going to check all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, October live cattle was down 37 cents, 106.72. December up 37, 111.95. October feeder cattle down 127, 142.42. November down 60 cents, 143.52. October hogs down 47 cents, 65.22. On the grains, Kansas City, hard red winter wheat. December up 7 cents, 4.75. March up 6.5, 485.5. Chicago wheat, December up 3¾ at 542. The March up 3.5, 550¾. December corn up 5¾ at 371¾. March up 5¼, 381. November soybeans up 19¾, 1011¼. January up 19½ at 1015¼. December cotton's down 7 cents, 66.37. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.